Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Quick note for you is, did you see who was most excited about the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup last night? I know you might be thinking.
Kyle Freeland. Ooh. I follow him on Twitter. He was happy.
Okay.
He's a pitcher for the Rockies.
He might be happy, but I don't know if he was as happy as this guy. So outside of the Colorado Avalanche, their players, maybe even some of their fans, but definitely not all of their fans, is BetMGM was doing a promotion where you could use a free $500 bet on a three-team championship parlay, all right? So you got a free $500 bet to kind of get you in the door, and you could make a three-team championship parlay. One bettor picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl at 10-1. Also picked the Warriors to win the NBA title at 6-1. Also picked the Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. And his free bet turned into $269,000 as of last night from BetMGM.
They didn't make him pick baseball?
They did not.
He didn't really do that good then.
Wow.
No, that's pretty awesome.
And it was part of a free promotion. Well, we have Quinn Mayo on here on Thursday. I'm going to need to ask him, hey, do you have to work some extra hours for free because of this free promotion? But yeah, $269,000. Congratulations to you. However, that is nothing compared to the amount of money that Jaden Rashada is going to pull down for his commitment to Miami. He is going to make an NIL deal worth approximately $9.5 million for the new Miami recruit. Now, what's interesting about this is that is not the most amount of money that he was offered. Supposedly, the Florida's Gator Collective offered him $11 million, and he turned it down. He said, I'll take $9.5 million to go to Miami. So when we're talking about this, you brought up an intriguing concept. If you're a not first or second round draft pick in the NFL,
right,
do you stay in college knowing the amount of money that's being thrown around?
Yeah.
This is a kid. Like, I get it. He is a blue chip recruit, Rashada is. But he has not played in college at all. Miami brokered it, got it set up, $9.5 million.
Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting to watch over the next 2 to 5 years, let's say, because it's just pretty much starting now. Right, I know that there was NIL money last year, but I feel like even going to
Bryce Young got some money.
Yeah, going to A&M a couple weeks ago to the baseball tournament, I was like, oh wow, now they really are selling players, jerseys and everything. And that wasn't happening when I went and they played in November. That wasn't happening at the team shops yet. So now it is happening, at least in Aggie Land. And so I'm just wondering. We looked it up. It's what, 900,000 to about 1.5 million if you're a third round pick, approximately what you get in your first year in the NFL.
And then,
right. And then it would be probably 900,000 to about 600,000, somewhere in there in the fourth round. So you start looking at it. And if you're at a major school, let's just take the two major schools here in the state of Texas, UT and A&M are going to have a lot of money to throw around. How much are they paying for their offensive line at UT?
I thought it was at least $75,000 per person. And that's for all offensive linemen. Come on in and you're set up via the Pancake Factory.
And so, let's say it just gets a little bit more. Let's say there's another $50,000 on top of that. So now I'm going
to imagine if you're elite, there's different
numbers. I'm going to put it in a conservative number. You're a first team Big 12 offensive lineman at a major school.
Yeah.
And I know they're going to the SEC, but and you're going to make, like, let's say $125,000 to $150,000 to play college. You are getting the education. Hopefully you want it. You don't.
Yeah.
You have to pass, right, to play. But you're getting that. You're getting $150,000. And so you had a good year, and you talk to your advisor slash agent, and you say, hey, I'm thinking about coming out in the draft. This is a real possibility. And you talk to teams, and they're like, hey, you're somewhere between a third-round pick, probably not going to be there, but maybe if all your workouts go great, probably looking at more fourth or fifth round. Well, at this point, should I just go back to college, make another $150,000 and try to win a national championship, improve my stock up to a second or third round?
Enjoy your year in college. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I have this choice of, I don't need to go because I have to help out my family with this one-time bonus.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of players in the NFL that get to the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. They don't even make the team their rookie year. They're on the practice squad. And I don't know how much of that money's guaranteed out of the draft when you're a fourth through seventh round pick and you don't make the team.
Can I ask you a question to go along with that? Because I'm intrigued by this hypothesis. Do you think the stakes could get even bigger? For example, there's a good shot you're going to go in the first round. You just go straight to the boosters and you're like, what do you got? What will you do to buy me out of the first round for 1 year?
I'm sure there is that's going to happen. I know that's a totally different case, but from what I understand with the owner Hicks, Tom Hicks of the Texas Rangers, he's a big UT fan, football fan for UT. And Ricky Williams was part of the Philadelphia Phillies minor league organization. Do you remember that the Texas Ranger Rule 5 drafted him?
I don't believe I do remember
they
that.
They did. Why? Because now Tom Hicks could legally pay him to stay at UT. Does that make sense? So this is what happened. So to your idea of, like, I don't know exactly how it all works, but this is over 20 years ago in 1998. If you just look up Rangers Rule 5 Ricky Williams, you'll find the article. But in the article, what it won't say is, then Tom Hicks gave him $150,000 signing bonus, not to play one day of baseball. He gave him $150,000 to go back to UT for his senior year. Now, that's a long time ago. Does that, you know, how do you get around stuff like that? Tom Hicks figured how to get around to that. Yeah. Now you don't have to get around that. Wow. You can just do stuff like this. So, yeah, I do think that there's going to be boosters and people that, we can't lose this kid. What could we give him to stay? And I think, you know, it's interesting with, we talked about offensive linemen, with a quarterback now. And I know Kellen Mond comes to mind. I was talking, you know, before the show. But let's just say a guy who has one more year of eligibility, the school would like him back because they're a competitive team. Like, man, we'd rather have a senior than start a freshman or sophomore who hasn't played or try to get a transfer in here. You're only going to be a third round pick. Maybe a fourth round pick. You don't know how this draft's going to turn out, but you're already been told you're not a first or second round pick, which means, you know what? You're not the future franchise quarterback. You have to prove a lot. Dak Prescott got, you know, the opportunity and proved a lot in that opportunity his rookie year. But if you're Dak Prescott and you had another year and Mississippi State said, we'll give you $1 million to come back for one more year, or maybe more than that, maybe $3 million because you're the quarterback. You're a SEC first, second, third team quarterback. You're one of the best three quarterbacks in the SEC. You're not much of a pro prospect right now. You could make it in the pros, but probably not. Why not come back for one more year, help us win? Maybe you improve your stock, and then you made another $2 million playing quarterback for us.
I think you're onto something here, and I've seen a couple people saying, yeah, but if you're that low, are you really going to make that kind of money? Here, I'm gonna use an example. We got to go back a little bit. Dat Win. All right, Dat Win was the heart and soul of Texas A&M football. He was a third-round draft pick. So the pro, like, I get third round is good for sure, but it's not like NFL people were like, you must run, not walk to the NFL. But if you could have had a scenario where, like, hey, we keep Dat Win here. Like, I understand what they're saying in terms of NFL draft value, but let's not pretend that that always translates the exact same way.
The, like, kid that's with us, that's the LSU linebacker right now. Great.
Jabari Cox?
Yeah. He was a great linebacker.
Jabril Cox.
Jabril Cox. He is a great linebacker at LSU, but his pro status was a little,
Drew Timmy right now for Gonzaga. I know this is basketball now.
Great call.
How huge is it that he's going back there? He is a fringe second round pick at
He will probably
best.
Win the Naismith Award for best college yes. player next
and he
year.
He might get drafted. And he,
yeah, to your point, it would be pick 40 through 60 if he does get drafted
yeah.
next year.
Yeah, so I think there is some viability for that. Like, I understand if you're one of the top 10 picks or whatever, that can
right,
make
yeah,
a difference.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think if you get advice and you feel like it's good advice from the NFL, from your agent, from your coach, you're going to be one of the first 64 picks in this draft. Whether you're pick one yeah. or whether you're pick 64, you're going to be in the first or second round. I get, hey, it's time to come out. You're going to get $1 million sign-in bonus. They've invested a pick into you that's saying, no matter what, you get to play. No matter what, Tyler Smith and Sam Williams will start for the Dallas Cowboys in their first 2 years in the NFL. It doesn't matter how bad they look in practice. The only thing that would stop them is if they had a major injury in training camp and literally couldn't play football anymore.
Yeah.
If you're a first or second round pick, you get pretty much automatic statuses. You get to play in the NFL no matter how bad you look in practice. Now, after that, it's a little bit more earning your way.
Yes.
Because, you know, in baseball, we call them bonus babies. If you're a bonus baby, you get a free ride. Because we have to make you look good because we've given you so much money. We don't want to look bad on this. So at least we can say you started or you made the major leagues. And so I would say it's going to be interesting. Maybe I'm totally off on this because I think there's going to be more guys stay in college now, especially at the Alabamas, LSUs, UTs, A&Ms. I'm not saying the first and second rounders, the blue chippers. But I think if you're kind of that borderline draft pick, fourth round type of guy after your junior year, it might be financially more advisable to stay in college.
If you want to know something really wild about Jaden Rashada's deal with Miami, there's an NIL 100, so ranking like the approximate values they think some of these players are going to get. He ranks 60th on that list. And he got $9.5 million. Now, keep in mind, they also had his valuation way lower yeah. than this, but you're going to see some numbers. Like,
the Arch Manning number is
going to boggle your mind.
Well, and it's worth noting when you bring up that list can't account for, like, relative value. They're trying to make everything in this very, you know, in a vacuum. But Rashada is getting paid in Miami, a program that hasn't been able to do these things a lot. And oh, I think yeah. he's like the actual NIL deal is with like one of them TV lawyers, like yes. one of them personal injury lawyers.
Like the Texas Hammer.
Yeah, basically that dude, but for Miami. And like that is a very particular thing. For that guy, having Rashada at Miami means something that can't be quantified on that list. That's really what we're talking about with any of these boosters and all the booster culture in general, right? Like this means more than what you can quantify. So I don't even know how you can try and assert somebody's value because it's all very relative.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I made a promise. Now it is time to deliver.
Let's give something away.
There you go. Caller number 10 right now. We'll win four pack of tickets to go see the Rangers play the Twins Saturday, July 9th. And remember, the first 15,000 fans will take home the first ever Corey Seager Rangers bobblehead as well. You can buy tickets at rangers.com/tickets, or you can win them for free. This time for certain, caller number 10, 877-881-1053. And real quick, wanted to tell you one more story because this just warmed my heart. Is Raiders player Jonathan Abram, he donated beds, sheets, pillows, all of this to a Las Vegas family this month as part of his Jonathan's journey for better. But not only did he just donate them, he's gotten really into home improvement and construction. So he showed up at the house with the Las Vegas family and helped them build the beds for those kids to sleep in. Wow. And everything like that. So not only did he donate the stuff and the materials, he was like, bam, showed up, helped build them. I just thought that was a super, super cool story.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.